Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty, and there's no Rick Farmelo, but I have Brad Savage here from the McCarty Metro.
Cheers.
Cheers. And we have a special guest because we're not in the Martini Bar. We're actually in the house of Jack Kersola, who's from WJR in Detroit. I'm actually not in Los Angeles. I'm in the Motor City, Detroit, and we're here with Jack, and we just saw the most incredible sports history. I don't even want to say sports because it's more history, isn't it?
It's history.
I'd agree.
Jack, thank you for being here.
It's an honor to host all of you and your brothers tonight and your boyhood friends.
Oh, man, there's so many of us here, and we, like, saw the most incredible stuff, and I don't even know where to start with the with where we are, but I'll start with this, Jack. So let me just put it in perspective for everybody else. So Jack has got autographs and pictures and photos of people from history that span from Alex Rodriguez to Babe Ruth. I mean, it's just like this incredible span of time that you can't believe. But Jack,
well, let me just say,
go ahead.
Interrupt with the second greatest hockey player of all time, Bobby Orr.
Terry Sawchuk. No, Gordie Howe. But anyway, so Jack, that's my thing there is I want to know your top five. So of all the people, all the autographs you had, if you had to take five with you and flee the country, if you had to go bin Laden on us and you had to like create a compound and you were just going to be there with five autographs, which would you choose?
I think the five greatest athletes we've watched since 1960, I think Michael Jordan is one. I think Muhammad Ali is two. I think Willie Mays is three.
Wow.
In baseball, you do five things. You hit for power, you hit for average. You catch, you run, and you throw. He did all five phenomenally well. Just turned 80. Four, Wayne Gretzky. I mean, he revolutionized.
Changed the sport.
One year, he won the scoring title by over 100 points to the number two guy. And then number five, I think, is Jack Nicklaus.
Wow. Nicklaus ahead of Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes.
What about Secretariat?
Wow.
Not a great autograph, Secretariat.
Well, I'll tell you, I like that. So Willie Mays, you think, is the best baseball player ever?
No, not ever.
Would you say that?
I think Babe Ruth is the best ever. Babe Ruth, in 1927, when he hit 60 home runs, there were 16 teams. He hit one out of seven home runs for all of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
He hit 14% of all the home runs in Major League Baseball that year. In 2021, he hit 58. 12 of the Major League teams, the whole team combined, did not hit 58 home runs. So he was so much further ahead.
Here's like the most incredible thing is because we just see photos of him when they had pictures of him, which was kind of after his prime. But who has the all-time record for stealing home of all baseball players? Babe Ruth.
Wow.
He stole home plate more than anybody else. He was fast.
Did he ever bring it back?
He was fast. And he drank and caroused and still was able to put up those numbers. That's incredible.
This is a great story. For 8-9 years, I've gotten to go to Cooperstown for induction weekend and stay in the hotel with the Hall of Famers. There's only 61 living baseball Hall of Famers. It is the hardest Hall of Fame to get into. And when you get in, you get to invite 25 people as guests. So a few years ago, Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn got in. And Ripken invited Linda Wagner, you know, Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Nice gams.
And Pretty Woman. Who was the actor in Pretty Woman?
The
actor.
The actor in Pretty Woman.
Richard Gere came.
Gerbil.
With his little 10-year-old son. And they're playing catch. And all of these Hall of Famers wanted a picture with him. Conversely, Richard Gere was in awe of all of these Hall of Famers. You know, Hank Aaron, Koufax, you know, L. Kaline, et cetera, et cetera, Juan Marichal, Yogi, Whitey Ford, et cetera. So on Saturday evening, there is a dinner in the hotel for about 250 people. And Whitey Ford said, Jack, if you can get Richard Gere to sit at our table,
wow,
I will do anything for you the rest of your life, Jack. Because my wife, Joan, just idolizes this guy. Jack, I don't think he's that pretty. You know, he's only like 5'8 or so. Jack, I don't see what she sees in him. But if you can get him to sit. So I go up to him. And I said, Mr. Gere, would you honor us and sit at the table with Whitey Ford and his wife?
Wow.
Whitey Ford, the chairman of the board, you know, the lefty, he was my hero. Where is it? I says, well, it's around the corner when we sit down there at that table. He says, save me two seats. So Whitey and Joan are sitting down, and the Hall of Famers get to bring a son or a daughter and a spouse. So this year, I think it was a daughter and a son-in-law. And I sit down next to George Will.
Whoa.
With the bow tie.
Yeah.
And I said, Mr. Will, we've got something in common. We both love the Cubs. And he takes out his cell phone. He opens it up. He says, listen to this. And his ring was Harry Carey taking me out to the ball game. Okay. So we got. So there's now four seats left. And here's this 90-year-old woman comes with a cane and her son and her granddaughter. And she sits down next to me. So there's only one seat left.
Wow.
Jerry, one seat left. And 10 minutes later, here comes Richard Gere with his son. And I stand up. I says, Richard, I'm sorry, there's no room at the inn tonight. You know, are you free tomorrow night? Maybe we could have dinner together tomorrow night. So I'm sitting in the middle. Here's this 90-year-old woman on the left and George Will on the right. And she says, Mr. Will, Daddy would have loved you. He would have loved talking to you. Most people don't know it, but Daddy really loved to talk politics, and he was conservative. So he would have loved listening to you because you guys believe the same thing. And he would have loved all the baseball books that you've done. And so for the next 2 hours, Jerry, I listened to George Will ask this 90-year-old woman about Daddy. And her name was Julia Stevens. Julia Ruth Stevens.
Wow.
Babe Ruth's adopted daughter.
Wow, incredible.
That was unbelievable.
Babe Ruth was conservative.
Wow. That's great. Well, that's... And there's just so much here, and it's beyond sports. So I saw autographs of Gandhi and of presidents. So of all of those, let's just take sports out of the picture here. Whose autograph are you most proud of besides sports?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. I didn't even see that one. Where are you hiding that one?
Handwritten letter from Lincoln.
A handwritten letter?
Handwritten from letter from early 1865, so soon before he died. A handwritten letter from Pope John Paul to the great.
The future saint.
He was a spectacular human being.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the young people throughout the world loved him.
Yeah.
The outpouring of love. There hadn't been a non-Italian cardinal, a non-Italian pope in over 500 years. Because the majority of the cardinals were always Italian. And when one would die, they'd go into that little Sistine Chapel and vote until one got over 50% of the vote. Each time they would do the black smoke. And then when they had an election, white smoke. So I think it's 1978. And there were two Italian cardinals that were equally loved. So they had the vote. Each one got 49%. They take another vote. Few change their votes. Still 49% each. Third vote, each 49%. On the fourth vote, this 58-year-old Polish cardinal, out of nowhere, got one vote. And Jerry, it just kept going along. And it changed the world. That Lech Walesa from the Gdansk shipyards, this Polish Pope,
Solidarity.
Ronald Reagan, Gorbachev, and Margaret Thatcher wiped out communism without one bullet.
Right.
Hundreds of millions of people were freed.
We still got to clue Cuba into that deal, but I agree with you. Somebody's got to tell Fidel. So, Fidel, if you're listening, it's over, buddy. We want to come over there and open up a casino, and we're going to call it El Cuba, and we're going to have slot machines and gambling, and it'll all be good. So good. Great. Jack, well, thank you. It's been incredible. Brad, you got any questions for Jack?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for having us.
It was incredible. I mean, there is so much.
Steve says, come on over. This guy's got some memorabilia. And I said, okay, that'd be kind of cool, you know. But I was just floored when first thing I saw coming in was the 1927 Yankee poster with every signature, the team photo and everything. And then it just got better from there into some baseballs that were signed by former presidents. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal place.
Yeah, right. We can't.
He had you at the pizza and beer.
He had me at pizza and beer, of course.
It was an honor. Yeah. It was an honor to host all of you.
Well, it was a pleasure for us, and we came here, and we drank your beer, and we ate your food, and we looked at your stuff. I feel kind of weird. But anyway, we're going
to. The only thing we have to do is hit him over the head.
But anyway, it was an incredible evening, and I will remember this forever. It was incredible. And Jack, let's talk a little bit about your philosophy of life of book.
The latest project is I'm going around to people that I admire and asking them to write me their philosophy of life. And I want to then do a book where always on the page on the right, you would see the philosophy, and then page on the left, we would write a one-page profile about that person. So if you would, here's a couple. Dear Jack, I try to live my life by five key principles. Take risks. Two, you can't do it alone. Three, give it to them straight. Four, respect others. Five, the more you give, the more you get. And then he kind of finalizes it, Jerry, by saying,
so there you have it, my keys to success. Those and call your mother every day. Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City. That's incredible, Jack.
Couple more. When I was a kid, my mother taught me about the essential fundamental values. She told me, be kind to people, help the other guy, be a good loser when defeated, and be generous in victory. Don't brag, share the credit. These are simple values, but they've guided me all my life. I would add one more quote-unquote prescription for life. Take a dose of pride in your country every day. Then at night, thank God for your many blessings. All the best to you and yours. Sincerely,
George Bush, President of the United States.
This one is in handwriting.
It's incredible that this one is handwritten.
Trust in God, love your family, cherish your friends, never compromise your principles, and don't quit.
George W. Bush, President of the United States, took the time to write handwritten to Jack and tell him his philosophies for life. It's incredible.
This one just came this week. This man was profiled on 60 Minutes a couple months ago. My feelings about success are, be passionate, have a dream, set goals, long and short, have a plan, be organized, don't let little problems grow, address them, motivate, compliment those around you daily, and help those in need willingly. Individual success should come from team success. And more often than not, truly successful people are ordinary people with an extraordinary desire to be successful.
Bob Hurley.
From St. Anthony High School in New Jersey.
Wow. That's incredible, Jay. So when do we expect the book to be out? When do you have a date or just kind of?
Early next year.
Early next year. So look for Philosophies of Life by Jack Kersola. And I do have to name a couple. Oh, you have something else?
No, just one.
I have to name a couple of sponsors first before we go on. First of all, I got to mention PB Imaging, Peter at PB Imaging. If you need some something done, you can talk to Peter. If you go to our website, you can link on. And then also audible.com if you'd like an audio book. And I just finished the Keith Richards autobiography. Awesome. And you can get that at audible.com. And you can download this podcast free at McCartyMetro.com.
It's free?
It's free. It's always free. Yeah, since Rick's not here, you can complain that it's free. But it's always free, and you can download it. So once again, for Jack Crisola, who has been great in inviting us over here, and for Brad Savage.
Cheers.
Cheers. And for me, Jerry McCarty, and all the guys here. Steve, Tansel, guy in the pinstripe suit, guy in the pinstripe shirt, guy in the orange shirt, guy in the funny tie. Everybody, thanks for coming out. And we had a great time, and we ate a lot. Join us next time for Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers, everyone.